The nation's largest internet service provider, America Online, has filed 5 federal lawsuits against more than a dozen companies and individuals accused of being major distributors of junk email known as spam. The company says that every day more than 1 billion pieces of spam are sent to its customers. A new study by a Washington Internet research group suggests that internet users may be able to take some actions to minimize their exposure to spam. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The Center for Democracy and Technology, or CDT, set up a series of dummy email addresses and used them in various ways to track how much spam showed up in each inbox. Researcher Rob Courtney says those addresses were bait for one of the technological tools spammers use to collect email addresses.
Robots, or spiders, which are computer programs that go out onto the World Wide Web and scour page after page for anything that looks like an email address. And these robots may visit thousands of pages in a day and collect millions of email addresses, which are then used to send out junk email.
Courtney says the more public the places in which the email addresses were posted online, the more likely those addresses were to get a torrent of spam.
Far and away, we found that the single behavior that brings in the most junk email is to post one's email address on the public web somewhere. And that could include a lot of things, but especially things like a personal homepage, or in some cases even posting on a web-based bulletin board. We posted addresses in just 3 places and got over 8,600 junk emails over 6 months.
That's more than 15 emails per account per day. In a similar study last year, the Federal Trade Commission posted email addresses in online chat rooms. In one case, spam started showing up 9 minutes later. The CDT's Rob Courtney says internet users who have no choice but to put their email addresses in public places can still do something to minimize the amount of spam they get.
Write your email address out. So if you have an address like user@example.com, you could write user@example.com. And that's in a form that one of these spider programs won't recognize, but any person who wants to email you could instantly see that and send you an email right away.
Giving an email address to a company or organization with a policy of keeping addresses private usually does not lead to spam, according to the CDT study. Courtney says the group submitted its dummy email addresses to dozens of companies and political groups.
We only received a very few emails. I think it was around 25 from websites that had expressed in their privacy policies that they would not share or send junk email and then did. So if the policy says, we certify that we will not share your email address with third parties, you can rest assured in most cases that that won't happen.
If it does happen, Courtney says, the CDT found that most established companies with recognizable brand names honor requests to opt out of the email list. Trevor Hughes represents a coalition of marketers known as the Network Advertising Initiative. Its members handle bulk emailings for big firms. Hughes says marketers know that consumers are annoyed by all the pitches for pornography, Viagra substitutes, and get-rich-quick schemes that are flooding their inboxes. Firms with established brand names usually offer opt-out clauses because they don't want to annoy customers even more.
If you know the marketer that's sending you the message, you should be able to trust that opt-out.
Hughes says there's not a whole lot that internet users can do about the small fly-by-night firms that send out the bulk of spam, though, because there's no incentive for them to stop sending unwanted email when they're asked. The Center for Democracy and Technology's Rob Courtney says anti-spam software is getting better, and many internet service providers are actively filtering out billions of messages every day. Email marketing representative Trevor Hughes says sometimes messages that people want to receive are getting caught in those filters. But until the deluge of unwanted email subsides, there may not be much that anyone can do about that problem. Rick Carr, NPR News.
More information on spam and the results of the study are available at npr.org.